But this morning, praise God. Isn't God good? How many of you got a good hallelujah for Jesus? Woo! Amen. 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 How many of you that's viewing us this morning got a good hallelujah? Glory to God. This morning, I'm going to be brief, and what I want to share with you, thank you for coming, thank you for your faithfulness. I want to share with you from this thought. Thank you, musician, and thank you, praise team. I know some of them had some situation to come up, but we're here. The Holy Ghost is here, and we're not going to cut any corners. We're going to let him have his way. Amen. But here's where what I want to share with you. He said, we haven't done this, and I want to say what he says and speak what he says. Speak. He said, I thought this morning, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. What significance does the body and blood of our Lord have for us today? Is it significant to us? Is it important that we remember the Lord's Supper? What does it mean? Is it just a ritual or a natural thing we do? Or does it carry a very significant thing in our lives? Hallelujah. Let me read you what Jesus said in Luke's Gospel. You know, when he was getting ready to leave, and he called all his disciples together. Luke Gospel 22:14, so you can be finding while I'm talking. And he called them all together, and he took a towel and put it across his shoulder, and he started washing their feet. Got to Peter, Peter said, no, Lord, you ain't never washing my feet. And Jesus said, Peter, if I can't wash your feet, you're not having a part with me. He said, Lord, Lord, not my feet, my head. He said, wash everything. And Jesus said, Peter, I ain't going to give you no bath. I'm just going to wash your feet. I'll let you take your own bath. Paraphrasing, of course. And there are some significant things, very important thing God left and Jesus said for us to practice or do, and we need to have revelation of it, and not just some ritual that we do or something that we do it just doing it natural. Because I promise you, the days that Timothy talked about, Timothy said, in the last day, perilous times shall come. If we're not in them, I don't know what we're in. And I want to say something to you. And I trust you, hear my heart. If it ever was a time that you need to really focus in on developing your faith and maintaining your faith and grow it and use it, it's now. I am not afraid of the enemy. I'm not afraid. But every sneaky way he can, And that's why you need to have the spirit of faith on you. You need to be aware and let the spirit of, have the spirit of the Lord. You should be able to discern something and recognize. And the way you do it, you have to be full of the word. The word is sharp. And the spirit of God know how to work the word in you and with you. So when the enemy try to bring stuff, you'll know what to say and what to do and how to act. But if you're full of fear and got more doubt and unbelief than you have faith, then the word can't work in doubt and unbelief. You have to be in faith, and we know faith works by love. We've been talking about love. But here's what I want to share with you. What did I tell you? Where did I tell you to go? Luke 22:14. And this is, I'm reading from the King James. Jesus said these words. If we need to know, because in the hour we're living in, we need to know how to receive what Jesus has already done. What he's already done. He's not coming back to do anything else about you, your life, your salvation. Everything need to be done has been done. And can't nobody change it. Can't nothing change it. It is forever settled. All right? So Luke says, and this is what Jesus said. Now listen to what he said. Luke 22:14. And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles. The hour he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire. Notice, with desire. I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the cup of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks, and he broke it. And he said unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also what? The cup after supper, saying, this cup is what? The New Testament in my blood, which is shared for you. Here's what the Lord want you to see this morning. And